The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Is the microphone working for you? That's a question for you, Bill. Bill was disappointed because he couldn't hear last Sunday and was feeling like he missed a number of opportunities to criticize the sermon. I told him to be sure he had a pencil for this one. keep track of the concerns. There was a gospel chorus that's now almost 50 years old that I learned a long time ago. It goes, I hope it goes something like this. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. That spirit of trying and longing for Jesus, to be able to reach out and touch him, it is the concern that's behind today's gospel reading from John 14. It's written as an account in 7 chapters of the last 24 hours of Jesus' life. And just reviewing that again reminded me of something that I heard Fred Craddock tell years ago, the way that the disciples of Jesus are reacting to his announcement is something like the way we reacted when we were just primary school age and were in the living room playing or watching TV and suddenly mom and dad are making the sound of finding the keys and are clearly dressed in a different way. And the question that, the 3 questions that kids ask are, where are you going? Can we go with you? Well, who's going to stay with us? And those are the questions that this section that we call the farewell discourses in John's gospel, the last 24 hours of Jesus' life, those are the questions that the disciples are asking. Where are you going? I'm going to my Father. Well, can we go too? You can't go now, but you will. Well, who's going to stay with us? And that's where today's reading comes in. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. I will ask the Father, and he will send you an advocate, a companion. And according to the statement in John's epistle, that advocate is indeed the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, but it is indeed Jesus. Jesus is the advocate. Jesus is the comforter. Jesus is God's presence in the church. And as a church, we celebrate the gift of an advocate among us. All the words that are translated into the English word you are in the plural. I don't know exactly where I got it, but I really had the impression as a young person that the Holy Spirit was a gift to each person. And it is. But it comes in the context of the church. The word, I will give you an advocate, is in the plural. So we need to shift our thinking that much to say that the Spirit is the presence in the body of Christ that brings it to life. We have an advocate. We have a Spirit that inhabits us as a church. Wherever people gather in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever people love Jesus Christ enough to respond with action, wherever there's a willingness to obey his commandments and love one another, after all, that is his commandment, that we love one another. It would be a lot easier to convince ourselves that we were obeying Jesus if we didn't have to put up with each other. But we do. The Spirit comes to life among us as well as within us. And so we need each other to experience that gift. I felt this week like we heard as much as I care to hear about what is being described as the crisis at the border. The crisis is that people want to be here, and we seem to need to find some way to make them not welcome. And that worries me. I'm not in charge of our government, only to the extent that I vote too. But I've come to believe that even if I can't solve the immigration crisis, I can attempt to obey Jesus, who was an illegal alien, whose family took him to Egypt across the border. Not because Egypt wanted some Jews to move south, they didn't. But they went because they had to. They had heard what Herod had planned to execute babies, to capture and remove from the arms of their mothers infants. And Mary and Joseph decided this was not going to happen to their family. and went south. Crossed the border and found safety. Are there people trying to get into this country today who shouldn't be made welcome? Well, maybe so. I'm sure there are. But I also believe that there are some people desperately trying to follow the rules. And unless the rules can be changed by the people for whom we vote, they won't be admitted. And children may well be separated from parents and injured by the experience. Mothers who need safety will be denied safety. And I can't solve it all. I know we're in a border state, but there's a real possibility that someone in this church was not born in America, came as an immigrant, settled down and made a life. And either I learned how to obey the commandment of Jesus to love one another, and unless that love includes people that I might otherwise be a little suspicious of, or concerned about, or have taken a political position that says these folks should never have come. If that possibility exists in a church, the church is denying the presence of its Advent. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And my commandment is that you love one another. The Spirit of Jesus Christ becomes real in the community of a church when we reach across whatever boundaries we have helped create and learn to love one another. There's a song I learned as a young adult trying to help with a program in the Episcopal Church that came out of Catholic sources called Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. And it goes like this. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes. Help me to see. Open my ears, Lord. Help me to hear your voice. Open my ears, Lord. Help me to hear. Open my heart. Help me to love like you. Open my heart, Lord. Help me to love. That's what's so great about being a part of a church like All Saints of the Desert. We don't know everything about each other. If we did, we may not like everything about each other. And yet we're committed to being the church, believing that as we begin to see Jesus' presence in members of the church, we will be obeying Jesus and building a community that is vibrant with love.